going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Can you imagine having so much power? I mean, it's almost unfathomable if you really sit back and think about it. So much power. An amount of power human beings, no human being, should ever have. That you can get the world's premier law enforcement agency not only to not prosecute you when they know full well of your crimes, but to help you cover them up and censor anyone telling the truth about it, including the folks at the nation's oldest newspaper, New York Post, founded by one of the founding fathers. You could just cancel them, cancel their coverage, take their account, lock it down. That's an ungodly amount of power. No one should ever have that kind of power, but the Democrats did and probably still do. What broke overnight is all the more shocking. Keep in mind, as I tell you the story, we now know the FBI had a copy of the Hunter Biden laptop for a full year before that story ever broke. Nobody knew that at the time when they were censoring the New York Post. Remember the rest of the story. This is what we already knew. They pre-bunked it. They knew that the details about the laptop would come out. And the reason that was significant, folks, and our side does not tell this right. It wasn't that the laptop hurt Joe Biden's chances. It wasn't that it was embarrassing. It wasn't that there were naked women on the laptop with Hunter or any of them were prostitutes. No, 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 no. The reason the laptop was significant is because it was a veritable encyclopedia of the Biden family's crimes, including, we now know from those IRS whistleblowers that were investigating it, using the laptop the whole time, bribery. $30 million from the Chinese Communist Party. The gag finally came off them in the fall. Everybody missed the story. I did it, but it should have been much bigger. The Biden family took $30 million. The IRS knew Joe Biden was the big guy. They knew he got 10%. That'd be $3 million. Where is it? Nobody knows to this day. He never reported it to the IRS. Those crimes were documented on that laptop, and the FBI knew it was a problem. And so instead of pursuing Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, the Biden crime family, they covered it up. Now, we know that. But what we do not know, but we learned yesterday, was how far they went, and it is shocking. New declassification show FBI chat logs as they plot to gag their own agents so they won't tell anybody the laptop is real and so are the crimes on it. And you can even see in it Elvis Chan, the FBI censor who went around basically threatening social media. We now know from Mark Zuckerberg, that guy, he didn't know how bad the crimes were. In the chats, they tell him and he's gobsmacked. But he didn't care. He goes, he's like, okay, yeah, cool. We'll censor it. Right, wow, I didn't know the crimes were that bad. Wow, we better double down. This is who our law enforcement, this is who the FBI is. This country can't, this agency must be disassembled, or this country can't go forward. We cannot operate this way. Anyway, it came out overnight, and that's good. That's the beginning of the healing process. Okay, so keep in mind, background, FBI has Hunter Biden's laptop, has had it for a year when the New York Post story comes out. They know it's not Russian disinformation. But they've been pre-bunking it the whole time, meeting with social media. Hey, some bad stuff might come out about Hunter. Just ignore it. Yeah, just it's probably Russian. Whole time they had the laptop in their custody. But they had a problem. There's always that one guy. You got that one guy in your organization? An analyst who wanted to tell the truth. And he was on a conference call with Twitter. Jack Dorsey still owned it then, so it was still crooked. And so they're all on, the FBI bigwigs are on there, and they're all talking to the Twitter bigwigs about the need for the censorship. Well, this guy is like, oh yeah, no, it really is Hunter's laptop. And there's kind of silence, like awkward silence. And then the chief counsel's like, well, he's not really focused. You know, that's not really, no. Just go ahead with the censorship, and Twitter did. Well, internally, we have the documents now. They panicked. There were people who knew the crimes were real, who knew the lab. And folks, these aren't just crime. I mean, I don't care about the prostitution. I don't care. I didn't care about the drug use. Whatever. Bored. This was bribery by our foremost enemy on earth. And it was tax evasion. Because when you take $30 million in bribes, you cannot report it to the IRS. That's what's on that laptop. And they worked hard to put that in the Oval Office to make sure they had a compromised guy in there. Why? We still don't know. But the length they went to cover this up. House Judiciary Committee got a hold of some of it. We're only getting it now because Kash Patel is the FBI director. By the way, it's still way too redacted. We don't have these people's names. These redactions should be ripped off. I want to know their names. They need to go to prison. All these people do. They are aiding and abetting crime. Anyway, they write, House Judiciary Committee, the GOP. Last year, we detailed the FBI's long, months-long campaign to pre-bunk the New York Post story, to protect Joe Biden in the election, and ultimately to cover up the Biden family's crimes. Our report showed how the FBI worked to discredit the story, even before it was published, despite having a copy of the laptop in their possession. Well, the problem they had was they're on a phone call, like I said, with Twitter, and one FBI analyst tried to tell Twitter the laptop was real until his bosses shut him up. Until now, the FBI refused to produce their internal communication about the gag they put on their own employees to cover up the Biden's crimes, make sure they wouldn't tell anybody. They were formally gagged. Nope, you can't tell anybody. That is not Russian disinformation. That's Hunter's laptop. Why? Because then the whole world will know what the Biden family did and who owns them. And they won't make the mistake of electing Joe. An internal FBI chat log newly obtained by the committee shows the FBI deliberately withheld information about the FBI having Hunter Biden's laptop from social media, gagged their own agents from telling anybody, gagged any news of the ongoing criminal investigation, which, remember, was going on by the IRS, too. The two whistleblowers were also gagged. Writing, do not discuss the Biden matter. The internal FBI chat log also shows how far senior FBI officials went to silence the analyst who told the truth to Twitter. After the meeting, a senior FBI lawyer put a gag order on the analyst. The analyst, they wrote, was also admonished by FBI staff who lamented he still wouldn't shut up. Who's that guy? He needs to be in FBI leadership. The rest of them need to be fired now. Now. Here's the outrage. We've only fired two special agents in charge. These people still inside the agency. And they're joking back and forth. Man, he won't shut up. I know all these crimes the Biden's committed. He just won't shut up. Wow, we need to get that censored so no one will know. With the truth-telling analyst given a gag order And the FBI still refusing to comment. Big Tech went ahead and censored the Post story anyway, because the FBI had for months led them to believe it was Russian disinformation, withheld the fact that the FBI was in possession of the laptop. Knew there was an open criminal case, knew about the crimes, killed it anyway.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
By the way, what was the GOP's response to this? First thing they did when they got power again, they built the FBI, funded the FBI's shiny new headquarters, gave them a $100 million raise. So that's where we are. This needs to change, folks. Cash Patel, it is not good enough to just put this stuff out. No, fire them all. We know now, we need to know who they are, and I want to watch them walk out of the building. There is no excuse for any of these people to be in that building a minute more. They are joking around about the crimes. With Elvis Chan, the FBI's chief censor, censored me of the media, of Trump voters, of Trump himself. They are joking around about how serious the Biden's crimes are in these chats. Wow. Here's what the FBI writes when they're covering up crimes of Democrats. This is the FBI's chat just declassified. And they're all getting together trying to figure out how to hide Biden's crimes. We've never seen these before from the American public. There was an analyst who was on the call with Twitter, and they were all lying to Twitter. Everybody else got it. They understood. They got all the social cues right. You know, hey, we're going to lie to Twitter. We're going to pretend we don't know. We won't tell them that we have a copy of the laptop and that we know that Biden's committed these crimes. We won't tell them that they're currently under investigation for money laundering, for taking $30 million from the Communist Chinese Party, spreading it amongst themselves. Joe Biden, the big guy, got 10%. And then they all lied to the IRS, which is an additional felony in addition to the robbery, which we were all on the same page, except that one guy. He wasn't going to lie. Didn't get to memo? I don't know. Here's from the FBI chat. Well, Twitter is treating it as disinformation. In other words, this is good. We're lying to them. We've confused them. One FBI superior, we don't know what the title is or who the person is because it's blacked out. It shouldn't be. Shame on Cash Patel. Take that off. Stop the censorship. Why are we protecting these people? Have you admonished him, talking about the analyst who spoke up in that Twitter meeting on the phone and said, hey, it's not disinformation. It's crimes. Have you admonished him? One FBI supervisor says. The other one says, yes, but he won't shut up. The other one says, ha. And then they talk about how they need a gag order to make sure nobody talks about the Biden's crimes. Just wow. And I don't know, my other favorite part really, and this part is, the names are unclassified, is where the chief censor, Elvis Chan, who, by the way, remember the FBI sent him out of the country to keep him from testifying before Congress when he was subpoenaed. I don't even know where Elvis is. He's left a building in the country. They're hiding him somewhere. Elvis Chan, the censor, the one going around to everybody saying, hey, censor this, let's get Joe Biden elected. Elvis Chan, you could tell, he's in this conversation. He doesn't know about the extent of the crimes that Biden's committed. And he asks, actually, what kind of case is the laptop thing? There's a guy out there censoring me, you, and the New York Post. He doesn't even know. What kind of case is the laptop thing, he writes? Corruption, ? Campaign financing? And then there's a response that's redacted. Shame on Cash Patel. There's a response that's redacted about, you know, how serious the crimes are. You know what Elvis's response is? Oh, crap. Like, it's that serious? Yeah. Taking $30 million from our worst enemy on earth is pretty serious, especially when you launder it to hide it from the IRS. That's a felony. And then Elvis writes, you want to talk about evil? You want to read evil? You want to see what evil looks like? This line from Elvis Chan. Okay, it ends here. Now that I know how serious the crimes are that we're all covering up. They're so casual about their corruption. They're just putting this in writing. Okay, it ends here. And he goes out and censors everybody. Folks, these people, including Elvis Chan, all still work for the FBI. Why? Why? Because every day they're in there, these are criminals. They're undermining you. They're undermining me. They're undermining Cash Patel. Am I going to fire these people? I hope it's underway. And get rid of the redactions. We need to see all their names. No redaction. We do not cover up for criminals, whether they're FBI or not.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.